Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruz, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Okay, parents, yes it is. This is the Parent Coaching Parent Network, and we are back. We are back on the air, and we promise you we're going to bring you some exciting information this evening as well as in the upcoming shows. We have a whole list of things that we've been out there planning to do to help you parents get a better understanding of the recruiting process, and we're going to start looking at trying to help you avoid some issues that catch up on you and get the best of you later on down the line. So the Parent Coach Parent Network is here and going to be here, ain't going nowhere, and we're going to start off our show like we always start off our show with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright, bring it to us one time. Where you at, Keith? Haven't heard you in a while.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and when the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, once again, family, like I said, we back on the air. We're glad to be back on the air. We've been working on some things because we want to bring a different perspective to the program. We want to talk about some things that's going to help parents get a better understanding of the recruiting process and how to help some of our young athletes avoid some of them crazy issues that they've been getting into over the last few years. If you've been keeping up with me on the Facebook Parents Coaching Parent Network page, you notice I've been talking a lot about NCAA violations. Stay with me, parents. Please stay with me. Please stay with me, because over the next few weeks or so, we're going to have some shows coming straight from the NCAA talking about NCAA violations and how to avoid those violations. So please stay with me. Hang in there with us. Okay, parents, anyone else that's on the Internet and you're listening to us, you want to call in, you have a question for our guest this evening, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. I'll say it again, 646-929-2416. Once you get to that line, it'll prompt you to do what you got to do to get online with the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Again, Parent Coach and Parent Network is all about supporting parents of student-athletes, making sure they have an understanding of the recruiting process. And, you know, we go around and we make sure that you understand the process from the beginning of the process all the way through to the end of the process. And we're not claiming to be experts at it, but we're going to have experts on the line with us. We're going to bring in some of them experts to talk to you and help you out get a better understanding of the process. If we have to reach out to the NCAA themselves and bring them up, we're going to do that because we got them in the Parents Coaching Parent Network. But I promise you, we're going to have a good show this evening. I got a gentleman on the line waiting to come in and talk to us about some things, and this man is definitely involved with our young athletes out here in the world today. You know, he's been around for a number of years, but I'm not going to go into no long introduction on him. I'm going to let him tell us about himself and what he's going to be able to bring to the table. But trust me, get your pens and papers out, because we're going to be taking some notes tonight, because he's definitely going to give you a better and a different perspective on how to think about and how to look at what your child is trying to say to you. If you haven't had a chance, you should go out there and get that book, Listen to Me, by Mr. Ivan C. Thomas. I'm going to say it again. Listen to Me by Mr. Ivan C. Thomas. And we have the pleasure on the Parent Culture Parent Network this evening to have Mr. Thomas on the line with us. Let's see if he's out there and ready to talk to us. Parent Culture Parent Network, stand by. Go get that pen and paper. Coach, you on the line?
I'm on the line.
All right there. We have, like I said, Mr. Ivan C. Thomas on the line with us this evening. Hey, Ivan, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on this show. It's great information for parents. The more information we can continue to get out there to our parents, of our students involved in athletics, the better. I mean, and so you guys are doing a wonderful job, and this is definitely an avenue and a medium that I think needs to get out there, because this is much needed.
Oh, yeah, we're getting out there, so we're getting out there. We're definitely getting out there. I'm looking at my switchboard now, and it's starting to light up with some phone calls and phone numbers and all this kind of stuff. I got some 203 on here. I got some 202 on here. I got some, 516. Okay, that's a new one on me, but we got a whole lot of phone numbers calling up. You know, we stretched out. The Parent Coach Parent Network is stretched clear out to Los Angeles, where we have folks involved in the network as well. We have a lot of supporting groups coming from Apogee's out of Texas. We have Al Woods Recruiting Service coming out of Cleveland. And we also have Future Champions 2010 coming out of Mississippi. So the Parent Coach and Parent Network been out here for a while. We've been trying to do a little something to help our parents out. But
that's
enough
awesome.
Of that. We got plenty of time to talk about the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Stay tuned, parents. We're going to talk with Mr. Ivan C. Thomas here now. Tell us a little bit about yourself there, Mr. Thomas.
I actually coach basketball. I'm the current head coach at Kickatan High School in Hampton, Virginia. I hail from I was a former head coach at the famous school, T.C. Williams High School in Alexandria, Virginia, where, we won the state title in 2008. We did a lot of great things there. Our team, over my three years there, we went 72-0 in the district, didn't lose a district game, 73-6 in the region, and, we capped off the state title, So I've been all around, traveled with Boo Williams. I coached a 17 and under team as well. So I traveled the country witnessing different young men and in terms of them trying to reach their goals and aspirations. So right now what I'm doing is my family and I, we live in the Williamsburg area. Currently I'm an author. I'm an advocate for young people and involved in sports and not involved as well. So, and I give motivational talks across the country, just trying to motivate our youth and everything that they do. My biggest passion is that, our youth find their passion. I believe if we can hook our youth to finding their passion, that they can become unbreakable, to life challenges. And I think that's what people need to understand. That's the purpose of athletics. The purpose of athletics is to have, it gives our children an avenue to showcase their talents, but it also builds, character and other avenues to allow them to go on to be successful in any walk of life. I read a study in years past that said 85% of the people involved in leadership in Congress and running our Fortune 500 companies participated in athletics. And it's no strange, this didn't happen by accident. You learn these skills when you're involved in athletics, how to overcome certain things. So, I'm a huge advocate for athletics and things of that nature and working with young people. And most recently I've written a book. We'll put together a collection of essays, and it's called Listen to Me. And
okay.
I just,
Okay. I wasn't trying to cut you off, but I said, okay, we're gonna get around to the book. But hey, we definitely appreciate any time you have the chance to come on the Parent Coaching Parent Network. And we gonna extend that open invitation to you to come up online with us anytime. Anytime you wanna come up and share some of that wisdom with us. Let me tell you a little bit what I know about the coach. You know, I met him some years ago, when he was, like you say, he coached with Bull Williams traveling team and has been out coaching a couple of local high school teams as well. But, you know, one thing that I noticed about him, and I'm going to say a young man, one thing I noticed about a young man, his passion and his desire to get involved and share some of that wisdom that he has, that he experienced with some of the other players, with some of the players that was on his team. And I noticed that, and I stood back from afar and kind of like checked it out and said, okay, all right. He's not out here trying, you know, get that, you know, checking the block and say, hey, I did this, I did that. He's actually out here trying to share a little something with these young men. And that caught my attention right off the bat. And from that point on, I said, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on him and see how far he goes and see what he do, because I know he's destined for some great things. So, and some of the great things that he kind of have been able to share with us, he has a number of books out. And I'm going to let him talk a little bit about the books, because I know one of them for sure that just hit the press, that should just be hitting the street. Listen to me. That's what we're going to highlight this evening. But I know he has a project that came out before that. So share a little bit of something with us on that, Coach.
Sure. I appreciate it. My first book, you know, all my books are geared towards working with young people because that's, you know, that is my passion and that is my gift that I think I've been blessed with. And the first book that I actually put out was a book that's called 45 Tips for Discovering Your Child's Gift. And basically it's a handbook. All of my books are short and quick reads. It's a handbook for unleashing, your child's gift and figuring out what they're good at an early age. And it's funny, you know, I'm involved in athletics, and that is a gift as well. But as in the book, we talk about other avenues and other gifts that kids maybe possess, gifts of leadership, gifts of charisma, gifts of art, you know. There's so many other gifts that our kids possess, as well as in athletics, that we need to tap into. And I believe if we can tap into them early on in life, it gives them a better sense of purpose in life. It gives them a better sense of belonging. They don't have to connect to low-bearing fruit when they know what their gifts are. So the book is basically for parents in terms of helping them discover what their child's gifts are. You know, sometimes, you know, in the book, you know, we talked about your child's gift may be what other people see as a negative right now, but it is, in actuality, is a positive. You just have to learn to look at it in that light. But that was the first book, and you know, that's available, 45 Tips for Discovering Your Child's Gift. But this latest project is really, really speaks to the heart of our children, of athletes and non-athletes, about and just how, you know, I firmly believe that we need to start just to listen to them a lot more. And so this book is entitled Listen to Me, which is a collection of essays from seniors, graduating seniors over my past 5 or 10 years and involved with their life. And the letters speak to their opinions of us as adults. And so I've always felt that we, you know, especially in this generation in terms of this instant gratification generation and texting and email, we've really lost the art of just pure communication and talking directly in front of children and each other in general. And so this book really speaks to that, how, you know, we can get going so much and miss some of the things that our children want to say to us.
Okay. You know, what was the main factor that inspired you to put this book together?
Well, the main factor was that over my time as a coach and still as a coach and a counselor, that's by training, I'm a guidance counselor and an educational leader, I've talked to countless number of students in the office, and they just tell me what's going on with them. And so I really, you know, people really don't understand why a kid acts the way he does. I actually had a kid that, you know, actually played for me, and, you know, it appeared that he was being uncoachable. It appeared that he was being, you know, wanting to do things his way. But in actuality, after getting to know this young man, you know, and him telling me what was going on in his life at home, you know, this was very, it's no wonder why he acted the way he did. You know, so those stories like that inspired me to have these young people put together, you know, a collection of essays anonymously that were not identified to, you know, let the world know that, you know what, this could be your child talking to you. You know, some of them are, you know, heartfelt. Some of them are compassionate. Some of them are gratifying. But that really inspired me to put these together. Just the fact that, you know, we can look at a teenager on the court or off the court, you know, and wonder why they act the way they do without knowing what's going on in their life, because they just don't have the avenue for anybody to listen to them.
Okay. Yeah, as the coach said, you know, some of these essays or letters are very heartfelt, you know, very deep. You know, these children, are, of course, are writing these letters anonymously, and, you know, they just want to let somebody hear their story, somebody hear their words. And oftentimes we miss out on that action there, parents. And I've been saying it, you heard me say it on the Parents Coach and Parent Network several times, we have to have that attentive ear. We have to be able to listen to our children. And, you know, that's something else we're going to dig a little bit deeper into. And if we get over the week, over the next few weeks after we finish the violation piece, I'm going to see if I can get a couple of other experts in here that talks just about that sole avenue of being a parent of a student athlete and being able to listen. But
and that's,
on that
that's
note,
very important.
Yes, sir. On that note, again, parents, if you want to call in, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Or if you got a young student sitting there next to you and they want to call in and tell their story, they can still give us a call at 646-929-2416. And trust me, if they come on and they got a story, they want to tell a story, trust me, we won't have them identify themselves one bit. They can say whatever they want to say. As long as we keep it clean on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, we appreciate you. Coach, when we come back, we got a few more questions for you. Oh, I got to break for a quick commercial because I got to give my folks out there in Texas a little plug. A group called Apogee is doing a free recruiting service for our student athletes. So we'll be right back there, Coach. Hold tight.
No problem.
High school students seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's Apogees.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
All right, like I said, hey, that's family out there at Texas. They're also part of the network, the Parent Coach and Parent Network. They reach out to us. We reach out to them. We keep everybody connected. We're doing our thing. And right now, folks, we got Coach Ivan C. Thomas on the line with us. He's going to be talking about his book, Listen to Me, a collection of anonymous letters from high school seniors to their parents. The anonymous letters. Again, if you want to call in, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 2416. You still with us, Coach?
I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. We like that attitude. Do what we got to do. Hey, going back to the questions, what do you think that, brings on that lack of communication, between the parents and the kids?
Well, the one thing that I think that brings on the lack of communication is just we kind of get involved every day in our lives. And I know things are tough. I mean, we kind of just get going, and I find myself, my wife and myself, in the same boat, with trying to make sure that I fulfill my passion in life. I have three young children. And so we're always going. I'm always doing. My wife is always going, and she's always doing. My wife is a physician. She's actually a surgeon. So, we're constantly going and trying to elevate humanity and do the best that we can. But at times we have to literally focus on, what's going on in our lives of our children. And we sit down and we talk to them, we ask questions, and, we demand answers to say I don't know, or to not converse, is unacceptable. We have a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old that we're training to communicate with us. And, that way they understand that, we are their biggest advocate. We're not going to pat you on the back in everything that you do, but you can talk to me when you're feeling down, or when you're feeling up, or do you have concerns about certain things. You can talk to us. And so we kind of want to eliminate some of the typical things that block it. Sometimes you can't text children all the time. Pick up the phone and actually call them and talk to them. The power of communication and actually making them verbalize and communicate, is a big thing.
Exactly. I understand you wholeheartedly. And I tell this to parents all the time, and, I even stress the same point with my two boys. This days of texting, like you said, instant gratification, this is taken away from the communication piece that we had of yesterday, and that breaks things down. We're not able to openly communicate. You can send a text, you can send a text every 15 seconds, but if you don't hear that voice time in and time out, and parents, if you're not able to listen to the sound of that child's voice, you can't really tell what's going on. So therefore, that is the key piece, that communication piece. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, Coach, wholeheartedly. Now, on to the next thing, you talked about you had a few children. I have a few children. Do you find that this is more with boys or girls, or a combination of the both?
Well, I think it's a combination of the both. Of both. Simply just the ability, even though girls are like to communicate a little bit more, than guys, but the mere fact of them being able to communicate with their parents is missing. I think it's missing greatly. I'm not saying that, we're not raising our kids, but I do know this. We are not communicating and listening to them effectively. I don't believe most of our population really understand, their own child and what's going on with them. Especially, it's tough when you're working all the time. Especially teenagers. We're just not taking the time to sit down and talk to them and listen to them. One reason, we get so busy, we don't really know how anymore. I asked some of my athletes, how many of you guys have dinner at the dinner table with your parents? Most of them don't raise their hand in terms of, coach, when I get home, I eat dinner, and that's it. I go to my room. Might be on the table, I go to my room. So who you communicate with? Who you tell about your day? Who you tell about, what do you do? And that's what I mean by, the ability to communicate and listen to our children. And in the book, before we get to the collection of essays, there's actually an intro, and then there's three short tidbits of advice that I give to parents in terms of how to go about doing it.
And so we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. But I want to stay on with the questions for a second. But I do have them three tips that you came up there with. And, you know, I did a little reading myself and scoped things out. But we're going to get around to that because I want you to break that down for us. But one more question. What do you think is a kids oftentimes, what do you think the students use as an outlet when they can't communicate?
Well, when kids cannot communicate, I think what they use as an outlet mostly is what we put in front of them. So if you put the phone in front of them, they're going to text. That's how they're going to do it. Video games, that's how they're going to do it. You put athletics in front of them, that's what they would do. So there's positive things that we can do for not communicating as well. You know, we can keep our children overly involved in positive bearing fruit, you know, so that they perhaps, they may not be communicating with you, but they do have somebody that they are communicating with. But let me just tell you, as that person who they may not have been communicating with and as the person that they are communicating to, me being a counselor and a coach, I communicate with kids daily who don't communicate with their parents, you know, but they understand why you're not communicating, whether it's work, whether you're stressed, whether it's this. They understand it, but they do not justify it for you. You know, they still believe that, listen, I'm here, I need you, I want you, and they may not say it, but they do. They crave your attention and your ability to listen to them much more than anybody else.
Exactly, without a doubt. You know, you couldn't have said that no better. You couldn't have broke that down no easier because oftentimes we miss out. And it all goes back to the same thing, parents, and it all goes back to the title of the book, Listen to Me. You know, oftentimes we miss out because we don't effectively listen. And I'm not going to dig too deep into that because I think the coach got something on that he wanted to share with us. But we don't effectively listen. You know, if the child asks you to repeat everything that he or she just said in the last two sentences, how many times would you be able to hit it right on the mark, every word verbatim? Think about it. Think about that. Coach, we at that point where, well, we want you to talk to us a little bit about some three tips that you offer in your book. Because after we hear about them tips, I want to see if I can get you to go over one of them letters for us.
Oh, that's no problem. That's no problem. You know, we got three, you know, three quick tips. I mean, some stuff that you probably do every day, but you don't pay attention to it. Stuff that you can do every day if you adequately pay attention to it, to just to begin the false communication between you and your child. You know, whether you have a teenager or a preteen, these tips work, you know, because I do it daily. You know, the tip number one that I always say is make it one-on-one if you can. You know, kids like that individual attention. You know, coach is talking to me. I love pulling a kid in the office and talking one-on-one because he knows, like, you know what, this guy is talking to me. I mean, I'm important to him. I get to talk to him and listen to him. He's going to hear what I got to say in one-on-one. Teenagers don't like to discuss their business in front of other people, their peers. So, you know, make sure that, you know, this includes other siblings. When you reach up the teenage age or other siblings, you know, and you're talking with your kid, you know, sometimes they like to have your individual attention for themselves. So that may mean you pulling them aside and doing things with that one individual. It doesn't have to be, you know, we're not talking 30, 40 minutes, but, you know, we are talking private time. You know, they like one-on-one. It makes them feel special, just like we like one-on-one. Who doesn't like one-on-one individual attention? You know, we as an adult, we like it, you know, so our kids like it. You know, tip number two is that I believe is, you know, show that you are really listening. You know, as parents, you know, and I find myself guilty as this, you know, I've learned, you know, early on in my coaching career, I've been doing this, a head coach is 10 years and 35. I started pretty young, but, you know, when I first started, you know, I've learned from some great guys, you know, and when I'm correcting a young man, you know, I used to didn't like for them to, you know, not necessarily talk back. I still don't like when they talk back, and I don't tolerate that. But if they're able to articulate themselves and explain back, you know, I've learned to shut up and listen to get their, perspective, because you can't really listen if you're always talking. You know, as adults, we clearly believe, you know, we know more than teenagers because, you know, and I agree, you know, we do. Through wisdom and life experience, we do know more than our children. But, you know, you will never get a chance to share with them, you know, the stuff that you know if they believe that you're not listening to them, you know. So you never going to get a chance to show that wisdom. They're just going to tune you out, you know. If you just keep talking and don't ever start listening, you know, because you just really can't really show that you're listening if you're really always talking, you know. And so and the last tip that I give, And these are three short, you know, tips, but is lose your power for a few minutes. And, you know,
what do you say that, Coach?
Lose your power for a few minutes. And what I mean by that is I don't mean give up your parental authority with discipline and guidance or anything like that. But what I mean by that is this: lose your adult power by choosing an environment that your child feels that they are in control. See, when you talk to a kid and he's in the passenger side, and I learned this, and my son is only 12, when he's in the passenger side, he's in more of a submissive side. You know, I'm in control because I'm driving. You know, if you have a teenager that's of driving age, let them drive. And they're in control. They're in a powerful situation. So they control the radio station. You know what I mean? They're in control. And I watch them feel more inclined to talk, and you just listen over there in the passenger side. Not only, you know, is driving an example of empowering in a kid, you know, talk to them on a baseball field, you know, where, you know, if your son play baseball, you know, go out there and throw him some shags or play catch with him where he can dominate you. See, when they feel like they empower, you know, they'll be more inclined to talk because that's their gift. They feel empowered. And that's why we talk as parents and adults, because we feel like we got the power, so you're going to listen. We'll kind of shift that power. And it may not be sports. It may not be driving. You know, go to the mall with them. You know, go to their favorite shopping spot. Just, you know, find ways whenever you can to initiate a spot that allows them to be empowered. And while they're empowered, you just listen. And I think that will serve you well into being able to listen to your child and pay attention.
Oh, boy. Parents, did I tell you? Did I tell you? Did I tell you we're going to be some life-changing experiences and conversation going on here this evening? Hey, if you don't know, you better ask somebody, because three tips alone was worth its weight in gold, or as they say nowadays, priceless. Okay? They were priceless. Hit those three tips real quick for me, Coach.
Well, tip number one, make it a one-on-one. You know, go one-on-one with your child. Tip number two, you know, show that you are really listening by, you know, really listening. And you know what? You know, as you know, we can't always be talking and listening at the same time. So we just have to learn to be quiet and let them talk. As long as they're not asking you to be quiet in a disrespectful manner, then we ought to try to listen and give them an avenue. And tip number three is, you know, lose your power. And we're not talking about your parental power. You always keep this. In fact, this is going to make your parental power even more powerful. But we mean lose your power in terms of the situation that you're in, empowering your young person whenever it is, initiate a spot that makes them feel more empowered, whether it's driving and you sitting on the passenger side, whether it's them playing video games and you clearly can't play, whether they're involved on the court and you're engaged with them on the court in terms of workouts, or, you know, whether they're, you know, in the mall, whatever their comfort zone is, where they feel empowered. And if you know your child, you should know what that zone is, and then allow them to be empowered, and I guarantee you they will be more inclined to start talking as long as you're inclined to start listening.
All right, all right. Some three tips, hey, parents. I know you. I asked the coach to go over so you can write it down, because I know some of you, what did he say? What did he say? You can't rewind this. You can come back and listen to the archive show, but you ain't going to be able to rewind this, not right now. But them three tips, write them tips down. Hey, coach, we gonna break out here for a second. We're going to hit another commercial, and when we come back, I want you to give me one of them letters out of your book there. And,
I sure will.
And then we'll come back and see if we can get the audience to come up with some questions, and then we'll be able to wrap this thing out. But I want to hit this commercial. Got a brother coming out of Cleveland, Ohio, another free recruiting service, Al Woods Recruiting Service. Al, where you at?
Dreamed of playing in college, then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
That's my man, Al Woods, straight out of Cleveland, Ohio. Again, another free recruiting service for the student athletes. Parents, go check out woodsrecruiting.com. Go check out Apogee. Hey, these folks are out here to support you, help you, and get you moved on to the next phase in your life, athlete. Parents, they're out here to support you. They're part of the network. Come on. They can work for you. They will work for you. Trust me. They're there to help you do what you do best and be that best parent that you can possibly be. All right. We got Coach Al Ivan C. Thomas on the line with us. He's been talking a little bit about his book and things that he had in his book. His book is entitled Listen to Me. Listen to Me. Okay. And I asked the coach to come back after the last commercial and give us a little piece out of the book, because I had a chance to look through it myself, and it got some touching stuff in there. But I'm going to see if the coach pull one out for us and just give us a little insight on it. And then if parents, you got any questions, or if some of the athletes out there, or any student out there, anybody listening out there got a few questions, give us a call at 646-929-2416. You still with us, Coach?
I'm with you.
All right. Okay. What you got lined up for?
Well, I got one from, one that I think will touch base home with a lot of our listeners, whether you are a parent or someone who knows a kid or coach or involved in athletics. This letter comes from, I know personally, an athlete. And so I'm just going to read it to you. Basically, it's a letter to his father. His biological father. And so, you know, this a lot of times that these are the type of athletes that we're dealing with in this day and time. They, you know, a lot of them don't have that firm grasp of a father figure right there in their life. So that's why it's important that, you know, the men that we surround our kids with, the inner circle, is very important. But having said that, I'm going to read this letter to your listeners. It starts off, it says, Dear Dad, on May 4th, 1987, a star was born. Not an ordinary star. This star was dark with no light or guidance. But you know that because you were there the first 6 months of my life before going to jail. 2 years later, a stranger walked into my life, and today I call this stranger somewhat of a dad. This stranger was very young and dated my mom, who was also young, but he guided me the best he could. He introduced me to my first love, and he didn't get overly involved in it. Even though I was born in a place where drugs and violence went on at any place and age, my first love often kept me out of those places. My mother did all she could in between her addiction to drugs and wanting my sister and I to have it all. Sometimes I sit and I ask myself why she does what she does. At times I find myself looking in the mirror and realizing that I am real and that the things that I went through and I'm dealing with are real as well. And there is no way I can change it. And there is no way I can make myself not exist. At times I wish I could. At times I wish I were never born. Growing up, I ran the streets at a young age and even resorted to violence at a young age. Growing up with no father and a drug-addicted mother and a male figure that was more of a friend than a father figure, I grew up a delinquent. I broke windows, glass, bottles, and even jaws of people for fun. I ran the streets and I did many things I am not proud of. If there was a door or a window unlocked, I was going in. I wanted to get arrested and escape the life I had. However, in 1998, my first love saved my life. I dreamed of it for some time, and it finally came true. The first time I strapped on the pads and clicked my helmet, a young star was born, and I knew I would shine. I said, if no one was going to help me, I was going to use my first love to help me get out of my circumstances. I love playing football. Walking on the grassy surface gives me chills. And being with my teammates almost brings me to tears when I think about my life without them. I just wanted to let you know that my love and I are doing quite well. It has motivated me to go to college, and I am on the NSU football team. I guess football has managed to give me the love and support that I never received from you. Peace.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all can stop wiping them tears. Stop wiping them tears. That almost got me. Hey, that young brother had a nerve to put it down there. You know,
right.
And he said what he felt. You know,
yeah,
he said what he
exactly.
felt. But the sad part about it there, Coach, is that you have thousands and thousands of stories just like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thousands of stories. You know, mm-hmm. and it's folks like you that come along that get that young athlete and period, that student, to look at life from a different perspective and value the true inner being of themselves.
That's exactly.
And once they realize their greatness, then they let it shine. But oftentimes, and I heard a sister say this one time before, Cord Masters Berry, former wife of Marion Berry out of D.C., you know, it's hard to get our young folks to understand their greatness.
Mm.
You know, they barely understand that how to respect themselves instead of trying to get them to respect others. You know, they think that they're in this world of whatever's going on out here nowadays. You know, but they don't realize the true essence of themselves, you know, and it's folks like you, it's folks like, you know, like my people out there in Texas, Vivian and Coach Rodney, and, you know, Coach A and Al Woods out there in Cleveland. All them folks, trust me, them folks are out there trying to find the greatness in our young folks. And it's
and
a letter
that's
like
what it's
that. that really touches us and really brings things home, you know. Folks, if you want to call in, you got a question, you want to talk a little bit with Coach before we wrap up our show, we still got some time on the show, so you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Give us a call, or if you got some young folks out here that want to share their story with us as well, then trust me, they can give us a call as well at 646-929-2416. You know, I'm looking at some folks on the switchboard. I think they're just on there just listening to us, Coach. They don't want to put their hand up and call in, press that number one key and ask some questions. I guess they just out there listening. And I don't want back and see well, folks from Texas, they was on the line as well, so I know they're all out there. If you got a question, hey, give us a call. But, you know, all in all, Coach, you know, that book is just a just a small brick in a huge edifice. Because, you know, things like that and putting pieces together like that and connecting just them little small letters, them letters that, you know, the young woman or a young lady or a young guy may have wrote it out of frustration.
Right.
But when you start looking at that and looking at that child's life and they going back and reflecting on that and realizing what they came from and where they're at now, hey, you got a great human being standing on this earth.
And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. You know, this the book, Listen to Me. The subtitle is the message in general. These collection of essays that we put here, I want to encourage everybody to begin to listen to a child because, you know, you could be that child's outlet, you know, and basically the book, it states, is this your child talking to you? You never know when you pick up this book and read and some of these essays. I want parents or whoever, teachers or anybody involved in young person to turn and say, man, is this little Ricky talking to me? Is this little Susie talking to me, talking about me? Am I doing this? Am I not doing this? And this is what starts the dialogue, you know. Is this your child talking to you? You know, is this a young person that's talking about you or to you in reference to how they feel about you? So this book may not be, you know, directly towards, you know, you could pick up this book and read it, and you may have a child that you know that you're not spending quite that much time with. You know, well, this, you know, this book, this that story could apply to you. You know, am I not being a firm father to make sure that my son, you know, reaches his firm, you know, gifts and talents in life or mother. And there's countless stories in here. You know, you have overbearing parents that they talk about. You have parents in here who kids just say thank you. You know, it's not all, you know, that way. You got parents who say, you know what, because of our busy schedules, you know, I never get a chance to just say thank you for making me who I am today upon graduating. You know, some of these letters were written 5-10 years ago, but, you know, so it's just, you know, because we're so busy, one letter in here, it talked about how they just want to say thank you. You know, I really appreciate what you've done for me, Mom. And, you know, but,
exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly. I think we got a call on the line that may have a question there. But I don't see the hand up, so I'm not sure whether or not they had a question or whether or not they just popping in and out on us. But, yeah, we got about 10 minutes before we wrap this thing up. Coach, where can we find this book?
Oh, you can get the book definitely online, and you can go to Exibris, www.xlibris.com, which is the direct website. Exibris, where you can purchase, or you can purchase it from Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com or your local bookstore simply by, you know, requesting the name and ordering it. So you can purchase this book online. And the book title is Listen to Me by Ivan C. Thomas.
All right. Now, parents, make sure you get out there and order that book because the coach is going to tell you something about that here in a minute. But, Coach, we got a comment coming from the family out west there. Let me see if we can get them on the line so they can introduce themselves and let you know how far your message has spread it out this evening. Are you on the line with us there? Miss Vivian.
Coach.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? There we go.
Listen, I wanted to call in because I've been listening to the show, and by the way, excellent show. I think the message that you're getting out this evening is incredible. I know that a lot of our youth that are out there listening would benefit from your message. And what I'd also like to do, because I heard during just when I called in, you were talking about where to find your book. Mm-hmm. If at all possible, could we also link to that, Coach? Is that okay? If we could link to that, because we have a youth site also. It's about sports and recruiting. We would love to link to that website to see if we can maybe get some people out there purchasing your book.
Oh, you gotta tell him where you calling from. You gotta tell him where you calling from so he know what the power of the network.
Y'all can't hear that Texas draw every time he talks
about. I got it.
y'all didn't hear that colloquial. Y'all, come on now. Yeah, Coach. This is Vivian from Apple G's, and we're definitely calling in to support Parents Network, and as well as that book, because the book is incredible. And I think the passage you just read from The Athlete, you know what? It's heart wrenching, but at the same time, it sends a very powerful message to parents and to even other athletes that say, hey, even though I'm going through a difficult time, I can, you know, move on from this. This is something that I can still overcome.
Yeah,
incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You're exactly right, because that actually, you know, I give talks to young people and in different conferences and a motivation speaker, and that is the essence of my message with young people.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, you know, you are not unbeatable or, you know, on the court, on the field, or in life. You will, you know, lose. You will lose some games. You are not unbeatable, but you are unbreakable. And that's
right.
The main mission that I try to get young people to understand. And you know what? That mission comes across easier when they know what their gifts and passions are in life. You know, it's easy for them to understand, or easier to say, okay, I'm having a difficult time, but you know what? I'm darn good at football. I'm darn good at basketball, and this can carry me through, or I can do this, or I can do that. You know, in spite of, you know, my life circumstances, I will not break. And so that's why I'm so passionate about having young people find and discover their gifts and passion in life so that they can become unbreakable. So I agree with you totally, and I'm all for it in terms of helping young people.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, I do have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, I just have a question, because as you were talking about how we can more effectively speak with our own children, but what about as coaches? What can we do as coaches? Because we kind of have like a weird situation, because we also have the parents, which is sometimes involved, sometimes they're not. But if they're involved, how do we kind of reach out to those athletes and say, you know, and listen to them just for the time that maybe we have them in track or basketball?
Well, see, most of these tips, the three tips that I gave are tips that I use as a coach. I think, like I said, you know, most of the time, I mean, let's just be real. Like, your better players, you're often having individual conversations with them in terms of how to get the most out of their talent, how to get the most, you know, out of them. You know, you often have those conversations with them. But I've learned in the past that some of my other players, they look at that and they envy that conversation that I have with them one-on-one. The 12th man, he envies that one-on-one attention. You know, so I've learned that that's a big factor. Even if I call little Johnny, who may not get off the bench, who's the 13th player, and I just sit and talk and listen to Johnny, what's on his mind, he might be complaining about playing time, you know, and that may not change. But eventually we get into his life, and it's amazing the conversations that we have. So
we just have to find that individual time for those athletes. You generally always find that time for, you know, for that, you know. Often my better players are my most difficult players for some reason. They got the most going on, so I'm always, you know, having to have conversations with them. But, you know, I've learned to have these one-on-one conversations where I close the door and I talk with, you know, every athlete, you know, during the course of practice over the week of time. And also the tips apply as well. You know, I think I stated earlier, I don't know when you tune in, but one of these tips came from me coaching. Early on in my coaching career, I didn't like to get a lot of feedback from my players. You know, when I said something, it was generally done. And it's still like that. But now, you know, players, I allow them to explain maybe what they were thinking when I'm trying to correct them or going at them, as long as it's not disrespectful. And so what I learned out of that is that I can't show them that I'm listening if I'm always talking. You know, so I've learned to just be quiet as they're trying to explain themselves to me, and then it gives me an avenue later to come back and I'll say, you know what, I listened what you were saying, but you were still wrong, but I sat there and I listened because here's what I was trying to get across. And it comes across better, and it also allows them to know that, you know, hey, I can talk to this dude about anything because even though I was wrong, he did listen.
There you go. There you go. And you know, and that's the way we have to do it. That is exactly how we have to do it. But, Ms. Vivian, we will definitely keep that connection going on, and I will put you in touch with the coach. We're looking at trying to wrap this thing up here in a minute. But what I want to do, I want to also put that word out there that the coach put out there. He wants to send 100 students to school next year on scholarship. But the only way you're going to be able to do that is sell them books. Sell them books. Sell them books. The books aren't free. Got to sell them books. And he wanted to send 100 students to school next year. And the way he figured that out, if he could sell 100,000 books, then we could send 100 students to school next year on scholarship. On scholarship. Go ahead, sir.
Free. That's my mission, and not only with these books or all my adventures that I have doing, whether it's my speaking or books or my past books, but my whole mission that I'm doing is I'm donating half of all my proceeds of everything that I make, absolutely half of everything that I make goes towards scholarships. My goal is 100,000 sold to create 100 scholars. I want to create scholars. I want to produce strong pillars in our society, and I know all of our student athletes are not going to receive scholarships. So, you know, I want to be able to send our young men and women to school on a scholarship because I know what college did for me. It changed my life. It changed my environment. It changed my thinking. So,
exactly. And parents, coaches, and all the other listeners out there, students, athletes, everybody out there that's listening to Parent Coach and Parent Network, you can make that happen. You can make that happen. No dream is too big. You can make that happen as long as you have a true dream. You know, and the Parent Coach and Parent Network, Coach, we're about to wrap this thing up. You got anything to give us real quick in about 5 seconds before we close out?
Nothing much. Just keep supporting each other and, as you know, as we go forward, as we climb on the backs of each other, we can climb higher if we stick together and support each other in everything that we do.
Exactly. And just like I tell my man Keith Wright on that little piece that he does, he makes smart cool. So, Keith, come on, bring it to us, close out for us. Coach Ivan, thank you for that evening, sir, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right.
Parent Coach Network. We close now. Coach Vivian,
talk to you.
What's the student?
student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Talk to you later. See you next week. Stand by. We're coming back at you.